Dateline Washington. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, a trillion more in debt. The Congressional Budget Office revises its projection for fiscal year 2009. We're looking at $1.8 trillion in debt. And the 10-year projection shows basically a trillion-dollar deficit every year. What will be the impact of that? And why isn't the administration changing its budget priorities as a result of this new information? We'll talk with J.D. Foster, Senior Fellow in Economic Policy at the Heritage Foundation. Also in this edition, Obama, Iran, and Israel. President Obama issues a New Year's message to the Iranian people. We'll talk about the significance of that and whether it will do any good or might actually do some harm, as we're joined by retired Air Force General Tom McInerney. We'll preview a gripping new documentary on the Iraq War with producer and director Jake Rademacher, and of course our end-of-the-week fun with the Capital Steps. All that, plus our top news at week's end, is straight ahead. We begin with huge deficits, and we begin right now. My first guest in this edition is J.D. Foster, Senior Fellow in Economic Policy at the Heritage Foundation here in Washington. We want to get his insights into projections issued on Friday by the Congressional Budget Office that we could see a $1.8 trillion deficit in the current fiscal year, with trillion-dollar deficits potentially for several years to come. And J.D., thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
This is a revision. What exactly are the statistics and the factors leading to this huge increase in the deficit projection for the current year?
Well, the deficit projection for 2009 that CBO produced is not that far different from what the administration had, and given shifts in economic forecasts, they're fairly similar for the current fiscal year. But once you get into 2010 and beyond, where we see sort of the trajectory of what the president's policies would take us on, then that's where you see a very striking difference between what the president had said was going to happen as laid out in his budget and what CBO says is likely to happen as they rescore the president's budget.
Give us some details on that. In the years out, assuming Obama gets what he wants here in terms of cap and trade and a universal health care policy, what do his numbers show? What do CBO's numbers show?
Well, the CBO numbers show that we're going to have, a very large budget deficit in 2010, about $1.4 trillion. And then it declines a little bit. But then by the end of the 10-year window, which is a bit of a guesswork, but it does give you a sense of trajectory, at the end of the 10-year window under the president's policies, we'll have a budget deficit again of $1.2 trillion. Now, that's after the economy has long since recovered from the current economic and financial crisis. What this means is that we are going to be issuing an extraordinary amount of public debt. Under President Obama's plan, we will sell more debt. The government will sell more debt in 2 years than President Bush did in 8. For all the attacks that President Bush got about irresponsible spending and fiscal behavior, President Obama is going to achieve what President Bush did, but he's going to do it 4 times faster.
Now, most of the programs that we're looking at in terms of jacking up the deficits and in the out years are involved in the $3.6 trillion budget blueprint. In terms of the current fiscal year, is this mainly a result of the stimulus plan and the TARP money in terms of why we're seeing such a huge difference from the original projections in 2009?
Well, there's a number of factors. The stimulus is certainly a big part of it. The TARP monies are in there, as well as expectations of a second round of TARP funding. Of course, we were coming into the year, even without the economic recession, we were looking at a pretty big budget deficit resulting from too much spending that we were just assuming at the very beginning. And then, of course, this has been a very sharp recession, and that's had a significant effect, especially on receipts. So tax receipts are way down at the same time as we started with too much spending, and then we added more to it.
And in terms of what can change now in the years ahead, as you mentioned, there's a 10-year projection window here. Obviously, there's the possibility that some of the budget priorities could be either put on the back burner or taken out completely. How much of a difference would it make, for example, if Obama either addressed health care in a different way or waited a while?
That would make a big difference. Another one that would make a big difference is his proposals for climate change. He has an enormous tax increase that's going to affect all Americans, assumed in his bill. But as CBO notes, that really, that the tax increase could be much, much larger. We don't know because we don't have enough details of it. A lot of other policies could turn out very differently. He's got a number of major tax increases that are going to have a tough time getting through Congress. I think this document, as scored by the CBO, gives us a sense of where the president would like to go if he were allowed to do so. When I look at this document and I think about the makeup of the Congress, I have to believe there are enough moderate Democrats there who can look at this and be extremely uncomfortable and just decide this is not a direction this country can take. We have a massive increase of spending, a significant increase in taxes, and when all is said and done, increases in the national debt that put us on par with countries like Greece and Italy in Europe, well-known, long-standing, profligate spenders and debt issuers.
J.D., and we're talking with J.D. Foster of the Heritage Foundation. Obviously, we've been in a deficit spending mode here for about 40 years. Some years have been better than others, and clearly now we're in the biggest deficits we've ever seen by quite a bit. But some who say that they obviously like the political elements of the president's agenda say, well, those who are now complaining, were conservatives back when George W. Bush spent too much money and ran up record deficits back earlier in the decade. How would you respond to them?
Two things. One, the President Bush did spend too much money. I don't think there's a lot of debate about that. But when the President Bush was in office and we were complaining about budget deficits, they were in the order of magnitude of 2 or 3 or 4% of GDP, and relative to the size of the economy is really the only way you can understand these numbers. This year, we're looking at a deficit of 3 times that amount. At no time in this forecast does the deficit as a share of GDP get anywhere near 3%. So, yes, the President Bush had deficits that were too large. It was perfectly appropriate to criticize them, and many did. But the budget deficits that are envisioned in this, at least planned, at least as scored by the Congressional Budget Office, are much, much bigger. This is it's a little bit like complaining about pennies and spending dollars.
So just to follow up on that, what do you make then of the White House basically being unfazed by this today? They said they're clearly going to go forward with the agenda, and it looks at least like some of the committee heads up on Capitol Hill, Ken Conrad, the budget chairman up there, for example, says that he's fully confident that all the president's fundamental priorities in this budget are going to stay put.
Well, that's what he's saying at the moment. If he goes forward with this plan, it will be going exactly 180 degrees of opposite of everything Kent Conrad said for the 8 years of the Bush presidency. And in fact, we already have letters from moderate Democrats in the House and in the Senate to their leadership, to the president, saying, we have serious problems with the direction you're going in, and we are not going to tolerate your using budget gimmicks and budget games to force these policies through. So I think there's this is going to have a very tough road to hoe.
Well, one of the other things that emerged in the CBO report, JD, is that the economists in their report called these long-term projection deficits unsustainable. Clearly, they're projecting we're going to have to sustain them for about at least a decade and probably longer than that based on the trend line. Define unsustainable and just how long we can live with these deficits.
Well, a deficit is sustainable, at least as economists look at it, and it's a simple financial calculation. Do you reach a point where your debt-to-GDP ratio levels off? That's the simple test of sustainability, and it's just like a family where you can maintain a certain amount of debt relative to your income. If you go much beyond that, you just can't service the debt anymore, and you're going to have a problem. Generally, a debt-to-GDP ratio of 2.5% or 3% is regarded as high but sustainable. That is, the debt-to-GDP ratio will stabilize. In this budget, it stabilizes at 4%. Now, that's a full percentage point of GDP too high, and that means, in the out years, we're talking about an economy that's over $20 trillion. So when you're talking about 1% of GDP, that's a lot of money. That's 1% of $20 trillion or $200 billion. So we have a budget deficit of approaching $200 billion in the out years beyond what could be regarded as sustainable, beyond what you can continue to do. In other words, this is a plan, a budget plan, which cannot be put into effect. This would bankrupt the country.
So with trillion-dollar deficits, basically, as far as the eye can see here, J.D., what do you expect the Obama administration to suggest to try to reduce that number, and what do you suggest ought to be done?
Well, you certainly will look for more cuts in spending. The president has made a big deal through the campaign and since his oath of office of the need to be very disciplined about where we spend money. We're still waiting for any evidence that he means that, but I take him at his word, and he's been kind of busy with the financial crisis. But we're going to have to see significant spending cuts in a wide number of areas, and not just in national security. One of the things the president did in his budget when he presented it was the largest example of budgetary chicanery I've ever seen. He assumed the outlays for Iraq and Afghanistan operations would continue indefinitely for the next 10 years at the rate of $200 billion a year or more. And then he said, by virtue of my policies, we're not going to have those spending. And suddenly the inflated $2 trillion of spending that he put into the budget evaporated. This was nonsense. We were never, under, even if John McCain had been elected, we were not going to be spending those kind of monies in Iraq and Afghanistan after a few years. So we're going to have to focus on cutting spending, but actually cutting real spending, not imagining an inflated baseline and cutting from that.
Last 30 seconds here, J.D., focusing on Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, getting a lot of criticism in the last few weeks. Several different members of Congress now saying he should resign or be fired. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think Secretary Geithner at the moment is taking all of the spears and arrows for the administration. He has made a couple mistakes, a couple unfortunate ones, but he's certainly by no means responsible for all of what has gone wrong in the Obama administration. And we have to face the simple reality that that man has only been in office for a couple months, just completing about his third month now in office. And if you fire the Treasury Secretary in the middle of a financial crisis, and he's only been there for a few months, that is going to shock the markets terribly. It's very hard to imagine being able to lure anybody into that job who knows what they're doing if you fire Timmy Geithner at this point in time.
J.D., very interesting points. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, sir.
J.D. Foster is a senior fellow in economic policy at the Heritage Foundation. This is Dateline Washington.